my
anything
way.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
So angry. Oh, welcome to Battle of the Sexes. I'm Dave Swan. This is Nikki Bernal.
Hi.
You can listen live at Skid Row. Well, honestly, if you're listening live, you know where to listen live right now. I'm on top of things.
Nice one, Swan.
If you want to call in, you can reach us at 1-800-893-9562. Today, our guests are the very mischievous Nick Petrillo.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
And the delightful cat lady herself, Roe Butter Snatch Della Grazi.
Thank you. Yeah. I was catcher for you. I should have worn my golden pussy mask. It's like a cat.
That's more of a show one for your previous show.
You're right. We're on the different show.
For those of you guys that don't know, Roe is also a co-host on the show before ours. Yes. Blame It on Ginger. You guys got to check her out on that too every single day, right?
I'm on Wednesdays, the crack.
The crack.
Hump day.
The crack of the week.
I have to work my day job the other day.
Not everybody can make a living off pondling dildos, right?
I did used to sell sex toys, so it's
really
not a, yeah, but it's not a great living.
I was gonna say that seems like more something that he would do.
I could see in like a Tupperware setting, like, you know, you've got a bunch of like housewives, you're showing them. You know, you said you'd never own one. And I'm like, she's been given one. That actually puts me over you at sex toy ownage, just because I had a girlfriend who had me. She's like, you need to buy this and we're keeping this at your place. And I was like, okay, now I'm just a guy who owns a dildo.
Okay, wait a second. So are you no longer with her?
Yeah, no. Haven't been with her.
Have you used it on anybody else?
No.
Clean it first.
That was one of those things that got picked up with like glove mitts and like put into a trash bag and thrown out. Like the dishwasher gloves.
Yeah.
Do you light it on fire, see a little evil cloud smoke come out?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Somebody had a good find in the garbage that day.
Oh my God, just some homeless chick is out there rocking her own.
Just happy as all hell.
Needs money for batteries.
And if you're not watching the video feed, they're calling me out. They're calling Nikki out because I have never owned a dildo.
Didn't Ginger give you one?
Yeah, she gave me a bullet just now.
To start you
again?
Off slow.
Yeah, a little.
This is the second one.
She's an addict.
She's starting me off slowly with a bullet.
Yeah, you don't want to get like, have you seen the dragon dildo that she has?
I have no idea.
Monster dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked around the corner like 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, I think I just saw someone get fucked with a rainbow dick.
Falcor's penis.
There's like the ATV, like the tricycle, and then you've got your full-on racing bike. Like, that's the one you have to work up to. So you just got to start off. And I love how she was saying, okay, what you want to do is you want to start off dry. And it started getting clinical, and I was like, this is the most unfun I've ever had in a conversation about pussy.
She was just concerning.
It needed to happen. Those kind of things. It's very clinical and doctor. Like, but
Rose very like librarian-esque about it now. So,
You gotta have a glass of wine, maybe just kind of loosen up. Unless you're in the program, you have a glass of wine.
You guys were all confirming my fears because my fear with dildos before was that you're putting something electric into something wet. She was like, these are meant to not be put in.
You're just assuming you're gonna be wet to start off here.
Usually, in your 20s, as a woman, you're not really used to like, women start a lot later, often like. Unless you're a porn star, because they apparently hump toilets when they're three. But I'm just saying. Okay. Now, the first one that somebody gave me was a gag, and it was like, a gag gift, but it was like a rabbit. And it was the one, like the big one with the pearl.
Number one selling sex toy.
And I'm like, what?
It was Ripstart, ran on gas.
Yeah, you have no idea. You're like, what the fuck? Right? So I didn't really know what to do with it.
This is a car battery?
It was like double D. No, just kidding. But I wrapped it up in a present. And put it out in the garbage because I didn't want to take it cross country with me.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't know what to do with it. And I was like, this
is like,
scary.
You're moving. You're going to be lonely for a little while. Take this with you.
Maybe. But I was not like, I have to stay at my dad's house for like a week. I'm not bringing this, packing it up. I'll find one in LA. I'm sure.
Dad's like, when did I get a lawnmower in your room?
Are they doing her windows today? Because I don't know. I hear something.
I was sleeping on the couch. I'm like, oh, yes, this is perfect.
Dad, don't mind that little hum, all right?
Yeah, I was like, no, I could.
Just so you know, there's going to be construction every morning on Saturday.
She's making it sound like marijuana. Like, you can't go on long road trips in it in case a cop pulls you over. So just find one in the next state.
It's like contraband. Like, because now you're smuggling things, and you're like, okay, now I got to figure out where to put this.
Smuggling sex toys.
I
got to
wrap it in black. I got to, you know.
I was like, I'm going to be fine. I'll find something.
I mean, unless, of course, you have no shame. I had a buddy one time.
You do have no shame.
There's a sex shop in Pasadena, and we used to go in there just because they used to sell whippets. And so I swear to God, that's why we went in there. So we go there. But my buddy goes in, and he buys, like, you know, a couple of pornos and I think a movie or something. And he walks out. They put it in a brown bag so that people don't know, like, what you're carrying. But you're coming out of a sex shop. It says Le Sex Shop. So they know what you're doing.
The La makes it classy, all right? So did they throw an E on the end of sex, too?
What he did was he just walked out, and then in front of, like, there were a bunch of people walking by, and I don't know if he meant to. I never found out if he meant to do it on purpose or if it was just something he did. But he turned around while the door was still open. He's like, hey, you guys got anything with midgets in it? Like, just shoves it out in the middle, and just no shame. So if you have no shame, then you can keep your dildos wherever you want.
That's true.
In a kitchen cabinet for the guests to see.
They make a lovely centerpiece.
I have seen some of the midgets in it and fat chicks.
Yeah.
It's like a fetish.
There's actually a service that you can order. One of my buddies did it for another buddy for bachelor party.
You have a lot of...
It was a fat chick and a midget, and then they order them both, and then they both do stripping.
This is the most quiet I've ever been because I have no input on any of these conversations.
Nikki's like, so innocent.
It's like a naked circus. That's basically what it is. Yeah. It's just a naked sideshow.
I was going to say, it's more like a carnival than a circus.
Yeah, it's like a cheap Cirque du Soleil, like a cheap, weird one. Like,
no gymnastics done there, though.
There's a midget on a tricycle, and a fat chick eating a popsicle.
Where there might be some ropes. Where is this show gone?
Yeah, well, like it within the first 10 minutes, we all need a shower.
Nick's apartment.
By the way, this is why it's Battle of the Blabberwockies, because it's going to be a competition of who's talking over who between Nick and Ro. Oh, man. I have a business option for you, Nick. I think you'd make $1 million if you made bottomless Red Bull cans for people to hide their dildos in.
Oh,
my God.
Nick's like, I could sell that shit.
That's amazing. Yes. Bottomless. Hide your shame.
Hide your shame.
Hide your shame away.
Yes. Dude, why do you have such a Red Bull habit? No, don't worry about it.
It's okay.
How did you find a 64-ounce Red Bull?
Why is that Red Bull vibrating?
The problem is you drink Red Bull because there'd be Red Bull in it. And then... you'd masturbate. That's dangerous.
That's
just, now you're just banging yourself on meth.
I don't need to find anyone else. I have a red boat.
That's exactly what you'd be saying. You'd be mumbled mouth and going, hey, I'm banging myself.
I'm too banging.
That's hilarious.
Always. Nick,
Nikki's taking notes about what to do tonight.
No, Nikki's...
I know. Not at the show. I mean, tonight when she goes home.
I'm like, stay dry, baby powder.
Yeah.
She's like, Dave. I was taking notes a couple weeks ago when they were like, this is how you meet a nice girl. You don't send emojis and all that fun. I'm like, all right.
No winky faces.
Cat photos. They do like cat photos.
Cat photos? What man have you found that likes cat photos?
Date, but we're not dating.
I don't like cat photos.
Here's the thing. I don't know why it started, but years ago...
I called you a cat lady.
Yeah, so I decided to send him selfies of my cats. So I'd send him random selfies of my cats.
Just a cat over your boobs?
Yeah,
just the cat.
Just the cat, not me. Just a cat. Cat with the spread, like, legs spread open, cat just staring at me. I have two cats, so I have a lot of photos that I can send to him.
A relationship with Ro means pussy at all times.
It's like a cat calendar you forced everyone to buy. Yes. That's pretty much what
it
is.
Well, it's nice when I don't see Ro for a while, and then all of a sudden I start getting them again. As soon as I see, she's like, Dave.
Yeah, like, I literally go. Oh, I
so that way you know
Dave.
Her schedule. She had something to do. Then she's got a lot of downtime.
Pretty much.
Yeah, or I'm
like,
at work.
Ro's been busy lately.
Or I'm at work and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna send Dave some cat photos.
That's great because then he's like, how are you doing this? Shouldn't you be at work?
I know. I literally go, hold on, I'll get your drink in a second. I've got to send Swan a cat photo.
This is Swan. He's a big dumb white boy. All right.
Priorities, Ro. You have priorities.
Yeah, I do. Sorry. Sorry, work, and my restaurant that I work at, customer.
You're like, don't worry about it. No, all of us at one point work in a restaurant, except maybe Nick. Nick, you just sell shit and get fired.
Yeah, I usually just, since I've been a kid, I just sell things. I just run my mouth and then people buy stuff. I did work, I was selling stuff for a while that had me making food for people and like handing out samples. And
that's
a nightmare. So that's, it was really good. Like money-wise, it was really good.
Yeah. Did you ever see people circle around for like the fifth time? You're like, hey, listen, this is your fifth free sample.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
cutting you off.
Yeah,
you're like, I would do this shit. At least leave for 5 minutes before you come back.
Yeah.
I would cut people off. And then people would be, I mean, you'd be surprised at how many people get rude. I had, so in San Jose, Northeast San Jose, it's predominantly Filipino. And the Filipino ladies, like they, I've never had anybody snap at me like that before. She literally just said, you, now. And then snapped her fingers at me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And I just put out my little, oh, so, okay, so I'm going on a 5 minute break. Take care. And then I just left. So, because I'm like, I'm not serving you. One guy got so mad at me. I was in Culver City doing, setting up a show, selling stuff. And there was no one around. I was trying to get something started. Then I just didn't make anything. And some guy came up and he said, you've been doing, standing there for 10 minutes. You haven't made me anything. And I was like,
whoa.
I was like, I'm just, or, wow, you're, listen. I got to go. And then,
you're like, yeah. Well, I'm thinking about it.
It's just a Wetzel pretzel, buddy.
Yeah.
Calm down.
How do you keep getting fired, though? Because you say you're good at getting fired.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Especially anybody knows that.
He's like, I don't even want to listen to myself at this point.
I just got to put those down because it's getting hot in here and they're around my neck. And I'm like, oh, geez, I'm just going to wind up sweating. You're drenched up a storm. I like it.
I'm just used to it at this point.
The three of us are used to it. We've been working in this studio, well, me and Ro, at least 2 years now. And yeah, Juan's used to it.
It gets hot.
I'm just always sweaty.
Yeah, that's what Dave looked like before he came into the studio.
I'm just furry, all right?
Just showered.
According to a gay guy at Thirsty Crow, I'm part werewolf.
Oh, you are?
You are part werewolf.
You're Team Wolf.
Yeah.
I love that.
Werewolves, I would think, would be thinner. You're like a wolf bear. So,
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's
are you part werewolf? I'm twisting my arm here. I'm like, I'm leaving now.
I'm part man werewolf. Because you just pulled on some hair. So it's, we're pulling the hair down there. That's fine. I don't know. Getting fired is an art form. I think my best one ever was when I think there was like a solid week where I remember I came out of this job and I remember there was a solid week where I had the worst. I was like, you know, I shouldn't work with women. So, and because what happened was I'm in this job and I'm waiting to get, they're telling me, oh, you need to get your sales figures up because you're going to get fired. Then I find out my boss, a female, is going around my back taking, like ruining my relationship with customers and all this. And then another girl, I was on the phone with a customer. Some girl comes up and says, hey, I need you to, or would you like one of these brownies? And I said, no, I don't want a brownie. I'm busy. I'm on the phone. And she put the box up to my nose and pushed my nose back. She said, you don't want being playful.
What's it like to have something shoved in your face someone?
You ever had somebody come up and just like poke you in the middle of your forehead?
Yeah, every
with your
man
finger?
I've ever dated, but it's not the finger.
Yeah. And it sucks. And you're and I'm
did
like,
did it leave a brownie dick print on your face?
Yeah. I'm just
kidding. And then I flipped out and I was like, look, I don't want any friggin' brownies. And I knocked the box out of her hand. And then later on, I tried to apologize. I went, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. That was out of my, I should not have behaved that way. And she turned to me and she said, you know what you should be sorry for? Being such a bitch. And that's when this other older lady next to her just started cracking up and laughing. And that's when I had it. I was like, well, you could not be such a, and I called her.
Brilliant.
You could not be such a cunt. And then that's when the girl next to her said, hey, you're not allowed to use that word. And
don't
I said,
clap for that.
I called her a cunt. And the girl next to her said, you're not supposed to say that. And I went, why? Does it strike close to home? And,
oh, my God.
So basically now I called them
middle cunts. You're going to go out big.
And so, yeah. So, but I mean, to me.
How come she's allowed to call you a bitch?
Yeah. You know, she's the other lady.
Because it's her word.
Here's the funny thing. Oh. The other lady, like, she would get mad because me and my other buddy, Steve Holman, like, we would screw around. We would tell each other jokes. And she's like, they're telling inappropriate jokes. But then we would get reamed for telling jokes. We come out and she starts showing, oh, isn't this funny? And it's a picture of this guy with like his dick out. And I'm like, so you can do all the things that you want to do.
Double standards.
Yeah, it's a double standard.
You should have reported her.
But yeah, you can't really. So
then he comes off as a pussy.
So
she's showing me dick pics. All right.
Yeah, I'm tired of looking at dick.
Yeah, so
that's what the report should have read.
So basically, you got fired.
Yeah, so and then I got fired. Well, because then what she did was, that was the first one, but you got to understand, I said it probably about 19 more times, because she went, yeah, you're not supposed to say that word up
you're
here.
You're a cunt, is that what you did?
Exactly. Okay. So she went, don't say it up here, and so now it's geographically based. I went into the delivery, or the inventory room in the back, and I went, oh, so I'm back here now, cunt, 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 And I just machine gun fired it. Wow. Like, just rapid fired it.
I tell you.
Yeah. And
you
so,
know how to get fired, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. So
if you're going to go out, you go out big.
I was going to say, is it
like an M80 cunty 7?
Yeah, exactly. Just a high amount of cunts per minute. So it's
a high amount of cunts per minute.
Yeah. So just maintaining that. So.
Wow.
And do you talk about, you're doing laughs on Saturday night, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to talk about that?
No, that's
wait,
not.
You're doing laughs too? I'm doing laughs on Friday night.
Yeah, you're on the, I don't even know when they air it. It's like the first time I've really heard about it.
That's when yours airs, right?
Mine Saturday. Airs on Saturday. Yours airs on
Friday. No. I'm going to tape it on Friday.
Tape it on Friday.
I don't think
nice.
You can say the C word on a taping.
No, you can't. it's very,
I think you got the wrong letter in there.
Yeah, I don't think.
Can you say Trader Joe's on it?
No.
I think Trader Joe's is code for C word. So okay, I think that's what it is.
You're such a Trader Joe. Uh-huh.
I wonder, since you've been fired so much, you know how like buffets have the like picture of the fat dude that keeps coming that's back him. And eating too much? They have a picture of you at the unemployment office. Like, do not let this fool in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is the guy. This is the guy.
Again?
So.
Really? Again. You were there for a month.
Yeah. Well, no. And then the other one, I remember I was at a company where this guy wanted me to, sell security cameras to like people, like businesses and stuff. And the security cameras, everything was in Chinese. He just bought them from China and they were like the menus and everything. And I remember we were someplace and he was like, yeah, you should be selling, shouldn't you be out there selling stuff to people? And I was like, if you gave me something to sell. And he didn't, and he got really offended. And the next day they were like, yeah, you can't talk to the owner that way. And I was like, but it's the truth. I don't have anything to sell. I just told the truth. Like, yeah, you can't do that. So, it's weird.
If you see Nick Petrello in downtown wearing a trench coat, he's just selling watches, okay?
Yeah, I'm just selling watches from China. So
you should try selling Avon or something.
Herbalife, bro.
Yeah. Isn't that what everybody does? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then they lose all their money because they got invested in it or something.
Mona V.
Your new nickname could be Nick Pyramid Scheme Petrello. Come on.
Yes, Nick Ponzi Petrello. That's how we're doing it.
Ponzi scam.
That's how we're doing it.
I've never gotten fired. I've literally like had to make up excuses why. Like when I left Fridays, TGI Fridays, I was like, I gotta go. I'm getting another job in Manhattan. Like, oh, do you want a transfer? Oh, no, I told him I was moving to Manhattan. Like, you want a transfer?
Offered you a transfer.
They offered me a transfer. No, I'm going to go because it sucked. It was the worst job ever.
What's TGI Fridays?
Well, I had to wear suspenders. This is the days you had to wear suspenders.
Did you have to wear flare?
It was called Spirit. And you had to wear 12 of them. And a hat to show your... Wear a hat to show your personality. I'm like, really? What tells somebody to go fuck themselves?
You had like little flip off finger buttons.
I got one of those hats that looks like a balloon dildo. Just kind of...
Eat a dick, sir. Eat a dick.
And
for
especially...
Your
you want.
Are people... Have you worked multiple kind of serving jobs?
Yes.
Or is it me or does it seem like TGI Fridays would be an environment where they could be more rude to you?
Oh, they're awful.
Really?
They're awful. Because it's like this mentality, like I'm at Fridays, I want a lot of Jack Daniel and wings.
Oh, yeah.
And my goblet of Long Island iced tea, which by the way is a ripoff, just to let you know. And you literally are
Soul
busting
sugar.
Your ass. Yeah. And you have so much side work. And I just was like, this blows. And I had a walk out and I literally was like, they're like, you could be fired. I'm like, please.
Let me go.
And they're like, but we're fine. You're okay.
They're like, no, we'll take it out of your tips first, but you can work tomorrow.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I remember I walked with no money that night and I literally was like, I got to get out of here. And then I went to another restaurant.
I always wanted to work at Dick's Last Resort when I was younger.
Yeah.
Remember that spot?
Yeah.
That was like that restaurant where they treated you like crap on purpose.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was playing college softball and we had a tournament in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest Dick's Last Resorts is there. And we were all dressed up, you know, in those windsuits. We're all matching. Mm-hmm. As soon as we walk in, one server goes, yo, I got the rug munchers right there.
I like that.
Allowing you to speak your mind against the people who deserve it.
Oh,
yes.
That's great.
That's because...
He was like, we have no fish tacos on the menu. I just letting you know that, guys, right now.
That's
so
amazing.
So he was just like cracking jokes.
I get a job there. Jesus.
Yeah. You fit in.
I would. Oh, yeah. I'd be. I say it now. I mean,
That's why I like to bartend, because you can be a little bit more of an ass than a server.
When I bartend, literally, people go, excuse me, do you have soy milk here? I go, where are you right now? Okay, where are you? Are you at Starbucks? No, you're not. Order a regular cappuccino and shut up.
So I'm glad you got done being homeschooled yesterday. Now that you're out and you're unsheltered, have some real milk.
I have a regular of mine.
By regular, she means a drunk.
Yeah, she really wasn't used to like how I was when I got here because people were like, oh my God, I'm in a real hurry. I got to get out of here. I have an appointment. So I need to order my food and get out of here. I say, hey, you want to cut the story? Give me the order. What? Like, I just can't. Yeah, well, I could have had your food out by now. I don't need the Baxter. I don't care what you did last night. I don't care how hungry you are today. I don't care that you skipped breakfast. Do you want your chicken tacos or what? Like, that's how I go. That's how I serve.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, on occasion, I get yelped. But, hey.
I get yelped.
what do you want?
They're literally, I mean, I remember I went into a Rubio's recently, and there was a guy. He was, I swear to God, he was so rude. He told one of the, this is what happened. I walk in, there's a fat guy, he's yelling about his tacos. He's from the South, and he's yelling. He's like, man, I wanted the carne asada on the corn tortillas and this on the flour. And he's yelling, right? And so then the guy behind the counter just goes, look, I need to, like, walk away. Or you get to see that look on his face.
Yeah.
He walks away, and now there's nobody at the counter. I'm behind him. The guy doesn't know that me and my buddy are standing there. And he turns to his wife, and this is the words that he literally turned to her, and he said, man, fucking minorities. And he said and he said it loud, super loud, so that everybody in the place could hear it. And there's, dude, everyone in there. And that's, like, it was just rude. And then I remember seeing, this is a true part of the story, I see one Mexican guy lean out from the kitchen and just make this, like, messed up face, like, all right, I got this. And then head back in.
His
and,
balls are going right now in your carne asada tacos.
Into the tacos. That's what's happening.
Hopefully they're Mexican balls, because then they'll taste really good. It's like carne asada.
Did anybody say anything to him?
No one said anything. Like, me, like my, one of my buddies was standing next to me and just went, Jesus Christ. And that's when the guy turned around and kind of saw it and realized he was being judged. And I think that finally hit him. And he went, huh, all right, well, we're just going to get our thing and go. And then finally toned it down. I think it takes that third party kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I would have been like, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah.
Because you never know if you're on that show, what would you do?
Yeah.
You know, work several jobs, right?
Yeah, I'm working one right now.
I bartend too.
Yeah. And you bartend, yeah.
But Yelp is like a Nazi. Anytime I think I've done something it's bad snitching. Or pissed off a customer, I always end up checking it the next day just to make sure I don't get told don't on.
I've been Yelped, yeah.
I just don't even say my name.
The guy yelped me 4 weeks later. Like, he kept drafting it.
Yeah.
And, like, erasing
it. He kept editing.
I mean, it's like,
he
really,
wants to be useful and funny.
He's
on
adding
Yelp
more
review.
Words of the word cunt. He just keeps adding cunt.
You can spell my name wrong.
He actually talked
times.
To Petrillo, had him give him some hints.
Oh, my God.
And, by the way, the girl that he was with came back months later and said, oh, my God, the guy was so rude to the girl because I kicked him out. And then she goes, I have a restraining order against it. How come he's allowed to Yelp? How come that guy's allowed to Yelp?
Well, yeah. I had two people making out in my well, and I actually ended up doing this. They were making out, and I couldn't get them to stop. So I was like, you guys should get the special for the next drink. And the guy goes, what? And I was like, it's called a room.
You finally got a chance to give it to someone?
I finally got a chance to say it.
That's amazing. Well, I'll tell you something. I've been doing a YouTube thing. It's called Rose Restaurant Rants.
I saw that.
Oh, I'll tweet, because it's for my server people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know what it's like to deal with the public. It's like, I take one issue, and I just go off about it for like 2 minutes, and then I'm done. And I get a lot of aggression out.
Can you come over here and, you mean after I take care of the other 10 people who got here before? Hey.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's fun for me? Being in a group where there you have that snotty customer, and then I get to, like, attack that person. And, like,
and then they go,
what do you want? I'll just have a number two because I'm not a difficult bitch. So that's, you know, you get to do that. You don't need to do anything special for me because I'm not a complete waste of your time, and I'm going to tip you, you know, and then you get to, like, make fun of that person. Yeah.
Someone whistled at me once, and then it's like, I turned around and
don't
they
snap,
go,
don't whistle,
as soon as they did that, they're like, I am so sorry. I'm like, I was about
at least
to
they
put.
Apologized.
I go, I'm like, I was about to put your checkbook in my mouth and walk over with like a dog. They're like, that sounds about right. We're sorry.
Yeah, you should be. I've already ranted about service animals. I'm sorry. Excuse me. If your service animal's pink, don't even call it a service animal.
You're not
I'm sorry.
Even allowed to ask if it's a service animal.
I know. Yeah. Which, you know how you trick them? You know how you trick them? Is that your pet?
And then they go, no, it's my service
exactly.
dog.
Exactly. We've come up with all kinds of tricks.
Because it's like, why aren't you allowed to ask if it's a service animal?
Yeah, and also,
like,
keep it off the bench. It doesn't need to lick your bread plate, okay?
Yeah, sanitation.
This very flamboyantly gay man said, you embarrassed me in front of my family.
And my dog.
Okay, and I was like, sir, Princess you Pickleworth. Embarrassed yourself, okay? You need to calm the fuck down. Don't fucking...
They're called stereotypes for a reason, not ambitions,
okay,
all right?
Yeah, it's like, I'm so... And also, too, if you're wheeling in your service dog, that's not a service dog.
Yeah.
It should walk.
It's supposed to help you. You don't help it.
Okay. And a cat is not a service animal. We had a woman rolling a cat.
No way.
That is not a... I looked it up. It's an emotional
behavior,
like an emotional
like misery loves company.
Dog.
We're both crippled.
Cat.
And that's why people have them on. They're like, they get their little pet chihuahua dropkick dogs.
Uh-huh. No, but it's not even emotional at that point. It's like, okay, I get it. You're mentally weak. You can't be alone.
I like how your eyes are just getting bigger and bigger as you're saying this.
Nick's just getting more enraged.
It's silly. Are you kidding me? How can you not stand it? And you're doing this just to be a burden, just to stick out and be like, oh my God, this is my special needs dog. It's like, okay, great.
Specialty cup pig. No.
All right.
An idiot.
See, I don't deal with the animals because I'm at a bar, like an actual bar. They can't bring them in.
See, I do occasionally, but it's not. You know, people aren't really. They have their dog, but they're never. It's like they stay outside with their dog. I'm like, yeah, it's fun.
Okay, well, here's what bothers me too. I just did a rant about it. It's about when you hear something in the news and people are like, oh my God, no spinach. Don't eat spinach. Or, oh my God, Corona. This week was the lemons
or the tomatoes.
Nobody gets tomatoes. Oh my God.
Or when there was like a lime drought, like everybody was like, are you going to have enough for my group and my Coronas? I'm sorry.
My bar stopped carrying limes.
Oh, we did too.
Because
it was more than meat. It's like the drug cartel should have switched to limes because they would have made a killing.
Everybody was buying black market limes in Tijuana.
I mean, it was insane.
I got some great limes for you.
Nobody gives out limes. It's like, keep them on the side.
And people look so, they're like, how do you not carry limes? I'm like, because there's a shortage.
Because there's a drought?
What do you mean that doesn't happen? Yes, it does. If there's a freeze, there's a shortage. There's a drought, there's a shortage.
There's a cartel?
You know there's a shortage. You know that you can have a beer without a lime, right? Like, it totally is not going to kill you.
If it's Mexican, you can't have it without.
No, you can't.
You got to put a little salt on the rim of it.
You might as well. 86 the beer. Might as well.
I'll attest. You cannot have a Mexican beer without
one. Corona's been the big thing. Have you heard Corona? Corona is now the big
piss
thing.
Water.
It's been recalled. Because of glass. Because some schmuck probably cracked one and drank it like an idiot. Oh, there's glass.
I got a piece of glass.
Oh, my God, there's glass.
No, I also hate the people that, like, will flag you down all the way on the other end of the bar so you hurry over and then they go, oh, no, whenever you have time, it's okay. I'm patient. Whenever you get a chance. I'm like, come back in 7 days then if you don't want expedited delivery.
I also hate when they're just like, oh, I want this, and then you give them it, and they go, and I also want this.
Tell me all at once.
I go, all right, well, I'm going to take care of those four customers who have their order ready, and then I'll come back when my
biggest pet peeve too is like you don't have any customers. You're just standing there, right? Mm-hmm. And you're just there, and they're like, "Hey, can I get the check?"
I call
when
that
you get
Monday.
When you get a chance.
When you get a chance.
What the fuck am I doing? I'm standing here. I'm going to print it up and hand it to you. When you get a chance. Like, I haven't gotten your fucking water, okay?
So if you guys don't know, this is now the Battle of the Bar Rants.
I know. Just
pretty much.
I just get so mad.
Nick goes, I'm used to being on the other side.
Sorry,
no, I am on the other side. But that's the thing. I'm surprised to people on the other side. Like, when people I'm with do that, you get embarrassed. You're like,
it's embarrassing,
Why don't you just be a person and, they brought you corn instead of flour tortilla? Just fucking eat it.
Dude, when I used to work at Sal's, they had the bakery in the back, and someone's like,
You don't admit that you've worked there.
True.
The IRS will be contacting.
I know.
Oh, yeah, no, I haven't been there in 2 years.
Did you claim your tips those 2 years?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. No, the schedule came out like the next day. It goes, hey, I need you to work tomorrow. I'm like,
oh, fantastic.
But no, someone came in and they're like, do you guys have like a gluten-free menu? I go, how gluten-free are, like, is it celiac disease? Or they go, no. It's like, she goes, I just don't like gluten. I'm like, I can't guarantee nothing back there hasn't touched flour.
Sometimes I just want to throw some gluten in just to see if they're actually allergic.
Yeah. You are being so inconsiderate to my disease. I'm like, I'm allergic to penicillin, so have fun with that.
Yeah. There's actually a website for these people to meet up. Do you know that?
There's a
glutenpeoplemeet.com or whatever.
And they
meet up to, help, spread their disease.
And they get to go to
like an STD.
Restaurants as a group.
Pretty much. They're just breeding weaker children. Dude, your kid's going to get to 10 and be killed by his birthday cake. Like, what's going to happen?
Some people, it's just because they don't like it, though. Because, I've had girlfriends that'll lie and say they have shellfish allergies just so they don't get crab. In like a sushi roll, they'll be like, I cannot have crab. Yeah. I can't. I'm allergic. I'm like, no, you're not. Yeah.
Somebody came in and said, I'm allergic to all spices except oregano. What the fuck are you doing here?
It's an herb.
You
were in an Italian joint.
Yeah, go home. So, you want to know what somebody ordered the other day?
Allergic to garlic and oil.
He came
up
to me.
Let's go get Italian.
He goes like this. He goes, Ro, I have to tell you this order before I put it in. Sure. She goes, I want a mimosa, no orange juice, and instead of champagne.
Someone did that.
Yeah, I want a double shot of vodka with fresh lime juice and muddled mint. Bitch, that's a mojito.
That's a mojito with no
with
sugar.
Vodka.
Yeah. Someone came in the other day, they're like, I want a mimosa, I don't like oranges. I'm like, well, that's kind of the key ingredient. Yeah.
I just like champagne. That's called champagne.
Do you want pineapple juice? Yeah, let's try that.
I'll have Oreo without the cookie. That's what I want. Yeah. Just give me that.
So you want some of that sweet, sweet cream. Yeah, all right, exactly. Well, anyway.
We're totally off topic.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much got out of hand.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is Battle of the Sexes. Okay, so we have like little challenges.
Okay.
He actually won the secret one because he cussed first.
I was listening.
I'm like, why haven't either of them? Like, it took 10 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah. I would have expected.
And no, bitch was the first one he said.
Yeah.
I'm like sitting. I'm like, someone's got to swear fucking soon.
Yeah. I'm usually the first one.
I know. I was like, all right, this is going to be knocked out in like 5 seconds. All right. Hey, fucking, how are you guys doing?
You fucking fuck faces.
Exactly. But the next one we have is actually Battle of the Braggarts.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So you guys get to brag about yourself for 30 seconds. Whoever brags best wins that one. Oh. So he's already up.
Well, he's already up because he got Fox.
Because he got Fox?
Yeah. Isn't that a braggart thing?
He has to do it like now. Like, I'm bragging about...
Oh, like if you were like, oh yeah, but I did this and I've done that.
Okay, are you going?
Yeah, but like
you got 30 seconds.
Like saying
five.
You ain't got nothing on me.
Exactly.
You ain't got nothing on me. I just moved into my car and moved my TV and attached it to the roof, and I don't, dude. There's nothing to brag about in my life. Guys, are you putting me on the spot for? Are you shitting me? So Jesus.
How about I got to touch Snooki's ass on MTV and blah 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 blah.
That's a brag?
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus Christ. Yeah. High five me and see if you don't get itchy palms.
So yeah.
Diseases.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You good? It's like one of those gluten groups. We're good.
I see the fucking crabs. Okay, look. I'm just kidding.
They're like crawling around in my hand.
All right.
So you want to brag about yourself?
Yeah, I want to brag. I have an apartment that has a separate living room and bedroom.
Oh!
Yeah,
thank you.
Oh! I've been cut from celebrity rehab.
Yeah.
And I'm big in Victorville.
Keep going, Ro.
Oh, let's see. I've had a lot of TV credits, but none of them aired. Yeah. I went on Lingo and I lost and got a t-shirt. Thank you. I opened for Lisa Lampanelli for 6 years and have shit to show for it.
Oh!
I just had to go to 12-step programs for it. Yeah. Winner.
I'd say Ro won that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ro's like,
give me a clap. Good job, bro.
Oh, do I get the clap?
Bro, take the battle.
You get that clap, not the clap.
Thank you.
My boyfriend's very happy. Yeah, my boyfriend's happy about that.
It's like, all right, we're good.
You went to the show and got the clap. Great.
So you also have, you do Blame It on Ginger today.
Yeah.
And then you also do Silly Ass Podcast.
I used to do Silly Ass Podcast too.
I was in the first round of Silly Ass Podcast.
Yeah. So we're on the John Lovitz Network, and then we're on the Skid Row Studios Network.
I love it because at least it's not in the basement anymore with them hotboxing, smoking weed. I was just like, I can't do this show no more.
That's just my apartment they go to now.
God. I couldn't because I was one of the few that like didn't smoke weed and you'd come in, it would be like a cloud.
Oh, yeah. They love smoking weed. They love smoking weed. We don't smoke it, obviously, at the club.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love smoking because you're at the club when you're taping the podcast.
They like smoking weed and talking about the sex.
I did have to get drunk on the show.
Yeah.
I was like drunk debate. I'm like,
so how often do you do that show now?
The Silly Ass? We just started on John Lovitz, podcast, and then we have our running comedy shows that we do.
Oh.
So we have the running comedy live shows, but we just started the John Lovitz Network.
Do they still do the Creepy McCreeperton sketch?
But I will tell them Nikki Brunell says, bring him back.
Yeah, Jamal used to play this character that would come to, the shows and be, like, the creeper that would come on TV, like, oh, Nick Petrello, you're my favorite. You talk about pizza so good. I love pizza, too.
Yeah, I will tell you, we had, like, a meeting at my house. We were like, okay, we're going to have a meeting, and we're going to get everything together, like, a production meeting, and we drank so much tequila.
That was every production meeting.
And Jamal's like, oh, man, I got to go home. We're like, well, the bus, like, at 2 a.m., we're like, dude, sleep on our couch. It's fine, right?
Yeah.
Jamal's like, I don't even remember. We put like some messages on the Facebook group and he goes, I don't remember writing any of this. Or I woke up in a fetal position on Rose's couch.
Oh my gosh.
That was our production meeting.
I was going to say, that's every writing session someone's like, hey, you want to get together and write? And just turns into drinking with notebooks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. And then we like mapped out our game plan and some messy things. We're like, this is amazing. We're making shit happen.
We just spray painted a wall.
Oh, no,
drunk.
You would love this. We go like this. Okay, our potential to make for comedy, we've high-ended it $8,000 a month. Like, oh my God. Successful.
See, our writing
session. We're
going to
cross promote. We're going to make wristbands. We're going to make t-shirts.
And that was battle to kill.
Yeah. Nick, are you kidding? That's you before and after a show, too. He gets drunk during the show, and then you and Neff exit the show going, okay, where we're getting drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
it's Neff's place.
No, but yeah, I think when I was starting, there were some times where I got, like, seriously fucked up. Uh-huh. And then,
yeah,
but now, I won't get fucked up before the show. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, yeah, you're right.
And second of all, fuck you.
No, I've at least, like, I'm like, okay, if there's no more comedy to do, then I'm going to go ahead and get drunk with comics. Yeah. So
I stopped going to Neff's house after bars close. Because I'm like, I'm going to be drinking there till 6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, but then he'd be like, it's okay, you can use my regular bed because I don't sleep on my regular bed.
He doesn't.
I sleep on the bed in
the
living
room.
It's weird. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, which
he has a bed in his living room because he'll work on his computer and then just go to bed right there next to him.
He can't get up and like.
No, he can't walk to the bedroom.
I know he likes the fact that the TV's out there and he can wheel it. And he's like me. Like I sleep better when the TV's on. Because then,
I can't have any noise.
I can't.
Oh, see, I pop the TV on.
No,
put
I'm the kind of person that, like, when I'm in bed and there's nothing else going, I'm left with my own thoughts, and that's just going to keep me up all night. So, yeah, so I need the TV. I need, like, Family Guy or.
You're a creature of 2 foot comfort. It has to be, like, 2 feet away from you.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it is. So, and it's got to be occupying my brain at all times.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah.
So, I have a question. Okay. You also teach comedy?
I do.
How's that going for you?
Well, I don't have a class right now, so it's going
I have no idea why I'm asking.
There's another brag. Oh, there's the snort. Yeah, I got it.
I've done private coaching. I taught at a comedy club, which I will remain nameless because they didn't pay me very well.
Yeah, I'm
you know
a fan.
Literally, like, after 6 weeks, I'm like, this is my paycheck.
But you should be doing it because you like comedy.
You're
doing everything for free. Yeah. No, but that's because it's our club.
I'm going to teach these comics how not to work for free.
See, that's the thing. If you're a teacher at an elementary school, at least 75% of your students are going to go on to be doctors and lawyers and whatnot. When you're teaching comedy,
you're teaching
them
about failure.
And also, you get tenure and a paycheck as a teacher.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I mean, I actually really, the reason why I teach is because I enjoy it. Like, I feel like a lot of the comedy teachers that are out today, they don't do comedy.
No.
I mean, they really don't. They teach stand-up and they don't do any comedy. That fucking drives me crazy.
Or they do improv.
They do, or they go, oh, well, I used to do comedy and now I teach. It's like, I like, because I don't just teach, like, the pretty stuff about it. I go, we're going to go to a bar. You're going to perform at Liam's.
That's
yes.
You're going to go to Park Bar.
People, you should bring him to Big Fish.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, so it's a rough one. Get heckled by the bartender who lives here.
Yeah, Billy, who walks around with a hammer and a bullwhip. Like, just random item.
He also has a noose under the chair now.
Oh, that's great. So you can kill yourself right there. So anyway, the thing is, I teach it. So basically, I like to teach because, listen, I actually used to take class. Like, I started because I took a seminar and then I performed.
Oh, a seminar. That's official.
Yeah, it was like I didn't know anything
was
about
it a
stand-up.
Weekend?
What's that? No, it was Wednesday night. I'll never forget. My comedy anniversary is coming up on September 24th.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, 15 years.
15
Woo-hoo. Years. Thank you.
I've used this button more today than ever
before. I like
before.
That. That's nice. And the thing is, when I started, Lisa, that's how I started opening for Lisa because she was the MC of that night. And it was literally like, I was like, ooh, I found what I was supposed to do, blah, blah, blah. And then I went on the road. She taught a class that I took.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So basically I would just get, like, I just wanted to learn about comedy. I had no idea what I was doing. You know what I mean? I got a notebook. I started, oh, this is amazing premise. Roaches in New York. Like, everybody amazing. Yeah, totally. Nobody's ever done that before.
This has never been done.
Yeah. But I mean, but she used to take me, like, this was before any fame or anything. Like, I was in these rough bars where you're like, oh, fuck, I don't know.
Conquer that.
Yeah, I bombed a lot. I mean, I bombed, I've tanked, I've had really rough shows, I've had really great shows, but I literally just learned, I was in the trenches. Like, I had spots at like 2:45 in the morning on the prompt. But I had to create my own levels.
Right.
You know, like, I had to say, okay, I can't bring anybody to a show. Like, I had to create from, like, a bringer to paying like that. And I just had to create my own levels. People don't learn that anymore. No, it's all about like, oh, book a bring. Like, I get it. Bringers are necessary evil. But you know what the thing is?
Yeah, but
like,
they weren't when we started.
No, they weren't. And they're not like they are today.
When I started.
Yeah. They're no, not they like they are today. When I started.
Lucky.
Yeah, and it was fucking rough in New York. If you showed up with three people and you were supposed to bring five, they'd be like, sorry.
See you later.
And like, see, and you're like, fuck, you know. But literally, I just think that it's all different today. And now people just go for the glam and the YouTube. And it's an art. People don't know it's an art form. Like, we work on this shit all the time.
You're putting your body, mind, and soul on stage.
And you're up there being vulnerable. And if you're not, then, I mean, I don't know what you're doing, but it's like, for me, it's like, you're putting your soul out there.
Yeah.
I've had friends that go, it's free tickets, but I don't want to pay for parking. And I'm like,
fuck
And I'm like, wait, hold on a second. Do you know how many thousands of dollars I've spent in gas, coffee, paying open mic? Like, when they say pay your dues, you were literally paying your dues.
I maxed out credit cards from my car, from driving and groceries and gas. And I mean, I remember I saw my mechanic twice for an oil change in like 2 weeks. I drove like 6,000 miles. You know, like, you're just like, all over the, like, people go, oh, the gig's far. It's about 30, 45
that's
minutes away.
Nothing.
That's not fucking far.
Yeah.
No, try Washington, close. Okay?
Try going to Victorville.
No. Yeah. Try driving 19 hours and listening to the Nanny Diaries and you want to kill yourself. Just try that.
Why
okay?
were you listening to the Nanny Diaries?
Because the headliner, Justin, he wanted to buy a book on tape.
So that's the guy headliner picked.
He goes, this is cheap. I go, okay, get it.
I remember having to drive to Hesperia to like feature with Jeff Keefe for Andy Dick. And I'm driving by myself. And I'm like, fuck, 3 hours?
Books on tape are great, actually, to be honest.
You know what? I stopped in Hesperia to make some gas money to get to Vegas to do a show. Like, I was like, oh, I'll hit up Hesperia on my way to Vegas to work for free. Like, I'll work for $50 in Hesperia to get gas money to Vegas for free.
Exactly.
So it's like what we do. People don't people get it, but they don't really get what it's. They go, oh, it's really hard. No, it's not even just being hard, like on stage. It's like
the business of
the
it.
The business of it.
Oh, are you getting paid yet? Yeah. No, Dad, I'm not getting paid yet.
Yeah, and like, you got to deal with your parents, and you got to deal with like, and then you actually, when you get to a point, you got to go, hey, I can't do the show. And like, some guy it's fine, but he's like, oh, can you do a show out Marina Del Rey? Well, I have to ask you how much does it pay? Because it's going to take me 2 hours to get there on a Friday night. And he goes, we'll give you at least 15,
and I know who you're
15
talking about.
Bucks. I'm like, 15 bucks.
Yeah, you're like,
okay, listen.
It.
But it's exposure.
Well, plus, like, those 3 hour away sets, if you have like a bad night or something happens, then you got to drive 3 hours back with your own thoughts, just sitting there thinking about it. You're listening to your set on the way home.
San Juan Capistrano and then Colton in one night. And by the time, like, I'm driving back, I'm like, oh my God.
What's funny is that every business in America is a pyramid scheme. And no, they all are. If you think about it, all the way up to CEO, it's a pyramid scheme. You want to be middle management, then whatever. And the comedy is the one pyramid where, dude, we're not even on the pyramid. Do you understand that?
Not.
Because, no, if you think about it, I watched one of my comedy buddies. We drove out to the Inland Empire. Somebody paid him $150 to do a show. And I saw this guy with a stack of money like this, just a stack that he was holding. It took his paw, his whole paw, to wrap around, and it was all 20s. And he was like, so we said 120, right? And he's like, no, 150. And he's like, 130? And he's like, fine. He's like, okay. And I'm like, you're arguing over $10?
I know.
With my friend who's gotten like nothing. And so, okay, great. So, and then they want you to bring people because they can't do marketing. And then they want you.
That's
so
my favorite is the Unknown Club.
Oh, yeah.
They teach a marketing class.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. And that's the thing. That's the thing that's messed up is that you have, like, there's producers out there that I know that I'm like, I don't know how they do it. I don't know the one guy I love, where does Mike Cetera find the time to sleep?
He doesn't. He's my neighbor. Trust me, he does not sleep. Dude. He works. That's it. And then he works at the Griddle in the morning till like 4 PM because they're done by 4. And then he goes and does 3 or 4 shows, 2 that he's producing, comes home, and then just starts it all over again.
And I watched another friend of mine who he's like that. He does like a lot of shows and he produces, he's writing material. He's hitting up multiple open mics a night. And then I watched him at a sold out show at a very well-known, I'm not going to mention who it is, but at a sold out show. And the manager was ripping into him hardcore, going, this could possibly be your last time here. And I asked him, I was like, what's the problem? And he was like, well, they're just mad because someone was in the back trying to record his set. And like, you don't control that. And plus, you sold out this entire place.
Right.
What are they giving you? And you'd be surprised at how little they get.
Oh, so yeah.
I got an actually impressive story for you. I won't say who the comic is, but he was producing a show out of town and was paying like major headliners to be on the show. And when he hit me up and a couple of people, he's like, yeah, I'll throw you $100 to come down here and do 30 minutes, whatever. He was literally using his own tax refund money to try to do his own show and do it the right way. That way he could build relationships in comedy. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know. At first I'm like, how'd you get the budget to do this? Because he put on like 5 or 6 good shows in a row and then could start doing a trade-off for other shows. Because he was a new comic, like brand new. Mm-hmm. And when I finally asked him, he's like, I got to be honest with you. He's like, this will be the last show that I actually produce because I just ran through my tax refund.
Jesus.
And I was like, are you kidding me? And he goes, yeah, I was paying out of pocket because I wanted to get to know good comics and be surrounded by them. And no one was putting me on good shows. So I was like, I'll put myself on a good show that I pay for.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, that's dedication to spend that much, $6,000 in tax refund just to do. I think it was like he had been saving his tax refunds.
That's dedication.
Yeah. Shit.
Wow.
And if I had known, I felt kind of bad. I'm like, shoot, this isn't even budget. This is a dude's tax refund that he's paying me with. And I had no idea. But I was I was impressed because he was that dedicated to try to do good shows.
So we put out a lot. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Do we have another?
Another battle.
Oh, we have another battle.
You guys are tied right now.
Okay. We're tied.
It's your mama.
I thought she won the last one.
Yeah, but you won the cussing
first one.
Oh, won the cussing one? Oh, nice.
So now you got it.
You just realized
that. I thought that meant I was going first in the battle.
No, that's a challenge.
Oh, okay.
We're 1-1.
Well, all right. Fuck. Let's see how
So Ro's got to call it in the air. Call it, Ro.
Heads.
Okay, it's heads. So you got to decide who goes first in the yo mama joking.
Nick could go first.
Nick, you got to start with the cut downs, the yo mamas.
8 Mile.
Well, kind of 8 Mile-ish. And plus, also, if I don't know, this is weird for me just because there were so many yo mama jokes when I was coming up that I'm like, oh my God, how do I?
You can use them.
You can use them.
Yeah.
Right. No. It's not like you're stealing material.
Okay, because I was like, I started writing like my own ones because it's like, okay, need to come up with.
You can use anything.
Oh, okay. Yo mama's so fat that when she wears a yellow raincoat, someone yells taxi.
Okay, Rob.
I like that. Your mama is so fat that her measurements are 36, 24, 36, and her other arm is just as big.
Got it.
Your mama's so cheap, she goes to thrift stores to shop for secondhand tampons.
Oh, that's gross. But funny. Your mama's so fat, this is how she plays hopscotch. New York, Miami, Chicago.
That was cute, Ro.
Thanks.
Nicholas?
God.
Man, I thought they were going to be going like back and forth like at each other.
No, your mama jokes were always so impersonal that I always said something about the person's mother. Your mom's fucking ugly. She drives a shitty Saab. You're a fucking terrible person. She has a shitty kid. Go fuck yourself. So that's usually, like, that's where that comes
gonna
from.
I was going to say, your mom was so fat. She was born on July 7th, 8th, and
9th. I think Ro won.
Yeah.
I used to do those things. That's what we did in New York. We actually would snap back and forth, like a lot.
Yeah.
Like
more
than you would think. Like, because I remember all those. Like, you know, your mom's so fat, she has a VCR as a beeper. That's old school.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's how long I've been doing it.
We didn't do that. It was just brutal, like, I'm just going to say terrible things about your mom until you cry and leave.
Really jugular stuff.
Yeah, the worst somebody ever say is they were like, your mama's so fat, she almost swallowed you when you were born.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God.
Rude.
I know, right?
I told one kid, your mom is so shitty, she's the reason your dad died of cancer.
Oh, so,
Nick.
We just went hard. Like, what? It was just, like, straight to the jugular.
Be mean.
We would rip each other's throats out. Like, and we meant it because these were kids I didn't.
Jesus, Nick's mama's so mean she ate his last pizza, and that's why he's all mean right now.
My mom's a fucking saint, okay? So how dare you?
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Your mom's a whore or something, I'm like, you've met my mother, she's a saint, and you're aware of this.
You should see me in front of my mom.
You should go on your mama on MTV and say that. You've met my mother and she's a saint. That's the end of day one.
All right, so Nick, on Saturday night, you're going to be on Laughs. They're going to be showing your episode.
Yeah, on Laughs on Fox. It was shot at the Comedy Hideaway in Goleta. It was a great show, dude. So really, it was one of those crowds that I was like, man, how many mushrooms did they put in the food? Because everyone's laughing like ridiculous.
That's
like,
awesome. It's fun. Yeah, it's a fun show. Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
Super fun
and
show.
You're, so and you're also on Big Fish next Tuesday at 10.
Yes.
You are. Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
We should all just be on Big Fish
next Tuesday at 10. And actually, I'm also at the Ontario Improv next Tuesday at 8. I think.
But which one are you actually going to push on that?
No. I'm doing Big Fish. Okay, so they got on Laughs on Fox, and Laughs said, hey, we need you to promote, like, a show. We need a show for you to promote that's after August 30th. And I went, and I reached out to a couple buddies to see if I could, maybe a halfway decent show. And then it was real short notice, so I couldn't really get anything. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to, it's at midnight. There's probably, like, I don't know who's going to be watching. There might just be comics. And so I told Swan, I was like, dude, I want to push Big Fish.
That's awesome.
I want to push Big
Fish. That is awesome.
So I gave them, so it's going to say, Nick Petrillo, you can see him at Big Fish in Glendale on September
2nd. That's awesome.
So incredible.
If anybody actually sees that and shows up, I will eat whatever shirt I'm wearing. So I will definitely.
That is incredible.
Yeah. You're a good promo person, though, because I remember that I hadn't been to the spot to work on sets in years, and the one day I end up going, I see you there, and the guy that runs it's like, this guy hasn't been here in forever, but we're so happy when he comes. Give it up for Nick Petrillo. And I'm like, this is a coffee open mic here.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. It's LG. I love LG.
Yeah, LG Ross.
I've never been to the spot.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Oh, the spot's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good place to work out material, especially if you have something to do later that night, because it happens at 2 p.m. on a Saturday. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, you can just go. Get your quick workout in, and then go do productive things besides comedy.
You said workout at first. I'm like, oh, Nick goes to the gym, and then I'm like, no.
Look at me. Do I look like I'd ever talk about a gym? No.
I just love that after you do your set, they can offer you tags and stuff and give you advice. Nick just walks right off the stage. He's like, see you later.
No. Well, no, only because there was nobody. I actually do. I used to, when I would record my sets there, and I actually leave it running to gather some of the. I know some guys are like, I don't want anybody telling me how to do comedy. But I'm like, dude, you never know when someone's going to say something that maybe the exact thing they say you don't use, but it pushes your brain in an avenue that you haven't thought of.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, dude, fuck it, I'll steal your thoughts.
So seriously.
Just give me your thoughts and also your bank account number. Your social security and your mother's maiden name.
And your favorite pet.
First car, don't forget that one.
Favorite pet from childhood.
Oh, my God.
The street that you grew up on.
They're going to know all your passwords.
Where you were born.
Where you met your spouse.
Blood type. That's
so Ontario Improv and Big Fish next Tuesday and Laughs.
Yes.
Miss Ro Delagrazzi, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Ontario, too, next week at some American Legion. I don't know.
Just not the Improv.
I'm going to be at the Ontario Improv at the end of September on Stoner Rob's show.
Okay.
And then I'm in San Diego at the Comedy Palace a couple times. I'm also, if you want, I'm going to be waiting online for the new Dunkin' Donuts to open up.
Me too. I'll go with you. Let's do it.
Why? That place is going to go not that good.
Yeah, in Santa Monica. If you're on the first 150, you get a swag bag.
Oh, my God.
And I might be with you.
If you're the first person online, you get free coffee for a year.
Ro, do you want to meet up? We can carpool.
Yeah, my friend's coming with me. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Nick, you want to go to a bar?
Yeah. I am so excited.
We gotta go
early. With no lines?
I will bring lawn chairs and we can sit.
Yeah, I'm totally down.
This is girl shit happening.
No,
I love it.
No, it's not.
People love Dunkin' Donuts.
They're the only people.
It's not that great.
They're the only people that do the strawberry glaze with the colored sprinkles.
Okay, and also
Krispy Kreme.
I like you to grab swans.
No.
Have you ever seen her eat?
Okay, listen.
Keep your hands away from her.
Listen. They have French vanilla Dunkin' Donuts.
Coffee.
Tim Hortons is better.
Krispy
Kreme is better.
No. Life has become even better in LA because we are having a Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to be there at 2 a.m.
Me too. Do you stop in Barstow every time you go to Vegas because they have a Dunkin' Donuts there?
They do?
Yeah. They have one in the airport too.
Oh my God.
In Vegas.
I will drive to Barstow.
It's like telling a little kid that you saw Santa in Barstow.
I can't believe that. I was in Victorville the other night. I should have gone.
Do you realize that was one of the main reasons I didn't want to leave Houston, Texas? The only reason I didn't want to leave Houston, Texas is they have Dunkin' Donuts.
Your guest last week, Buck?
Yeah.
Because I did his show back in February.
Yeah.
I had no voice.
Yeah, I know, because it's a 45-minute set that they have every comic. That one?
Oh, no, I had a 10-minute set. I just had no voice because I was in Vegas the 2 days before with Briggs.
Yeah, there was no sleep there. Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm excited for a Dunkin' Donuts
game. I'm really excited. I'm going to be at a lot of places. You can check out my website, but I'm just saying I'm really excited about the Dunkin' Donuts.
That's one place you will definitely be. It's Dunkin' Donuts.
Come see me there.
If you see her at Dunkin' Donuts, stay out of the way, okay?
Yeah, I'm there.
Nikki, where are you going to be?
You can actually catch me and Ro tonight,
yeah, tonight
at Stir Lounge in Sherman Oaks. Show starts at 8. It's free. It's an actually really good lineup. I love Julio Gonzalez.
Yeah, Julio's great.
He oh my God, he has the best merch ever.
I know. Subway.
Subway. Oh, Subway. And instead of Subway, he has a shirt that says Subway.
I forgot. I'm going to be at the Comedy Hideaway on Friday night.
Nice, yeah.
Santa Barbara.
That's awesome. Yeah. On State Street?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there more than one in Santa Barbara?
No, there's
that's the one for the last. The one for the last.
I love when I'm around Ro because my that's awesome turns into that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You adopt the regional accent. I do. Which is good.
Yeah. You should see when I'm with Melissa Shoshahi, I talk like a Persian. I'm like, you're a
stud. Boston guys get me. Yeah. Oh, I love Boston. It's so good.
I work with a girl who's from Boston and I just start mimicking her accent as soon as she starts.
Okay. Where are you going to be, Dave?
Big Fish on Tuesday at 10.
He's going to be with me at the Fish on Tuesday at 10.
And stumbling home at about 12.
Stumbling, nice. What happened to your fruit boots?
I still got the fruit boots. My rollerblades. I haven't used my rollerblades to get there in like a year because I kept hurting myself.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Well, if you catch Dave on his fruit boots, say hi to him.
Yeah.
On the way out.
All right. That was another fun-filled edition of Battle of the Sexes, Battle of the Blabberwockies.
You got to give the trophy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I get a trophy.
This is what happens when Dave's the main host. He gets off track.
Dave also is hungover still.
He is hungover.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm expecting it.
We got to give a clap to Ro since she's the winner.
Whoa!
She gets the bauble.
Oh, it's a microphone.
It's a microphone. If you're a Dodger fan, she just got a Vin.
I'm a Yankee fan. But I like the microphone.
That's really cool.
That's cool.
All right, guys. Thank you so much to our two guests, Nick Petrello and Ro Delagrazzi.
Woo!
Woo! Yay. We'll see you next week.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.